1212. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
Clever bloke by the name of Dave, well, clever or stupidly brave, I don't know what you call it, has bought himself a fridge safe to lock his chocolate stash away from his wife, Stacey.
It's also clear, so Stacey can see all the chocolate that's in there, but she just can't get in.
Yeah, so she is blowing up about it. Now, we were asking the question, what won't you share with your partner? Now, Belinda from Waterloo, what won't you share with your partner?
No, it's not me. I'll share everything with my partner, but my partner won't share with me. What? You know, when you're planning on going away somewhere and you're packing everything and you get to your destination and you're getting ready to go out and you forget something.
Yeah.
Normally to me, it's my toothbrush.
Yeah.
He won't share his toothbrush with you. Is that what's going on?
Toothbrush with me.
Okay. I get it. I wouldn't share a toothbrush with my partner either.
I mean, not to be too crude, but you've put tongues
and
mouths.
I don't
know.
I think I let my ex use it once, and it was because it was like the middle of the night. We realized we did not have one. I would never let it happen again. I don't know. I find it gross.
Yeah, no, I feel like I'm with you, Belinda. Like, it's not that big of a deal. It's really not.
Well,
I mean,
there
it's a whole
things that we share. There's heaps in my mouth that we put.
All right, Belinda.
Thanks for the call, Belinda.
Thanks.
See you later. Alrighty, let's wrap this up with Zoe from Albany. What won't your partner share with you?
He will not share farts with me.
Did you say fart?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, do you fart in front of him?
No.
Well, that's what you need to do. If you expect the fart, you need to give the fart first.
Zoe.
Normally it is the guy that farts first, isn't it?
So he farts in front of you.
No,
he won't. Right, okay.
No.
So you need to break the ice, Zoe. And
rip out a big one.
I think there was a time where I actually did and he completely ignored it and I was kind of left laying
worse.
Okay.
No, see, that's fine.
That didn't happen.
No, because then it's just like, oh, this is normal now. You've broken the ice and the wind.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
A lot of friends of mine have said that we need to go through gastro together and that will break the ice.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You need some gross stuff to happen. Well, if this is going to be, just advice, Sian, coming out. You see, darling, if this is going to be a long-lasting relationship, imagine going through the rest of your life holding in a fart. You guys can't do that. So I reckon you walk into wherever he is right now, whether it be the bedroom, work, his house, wherever he is, you go in there, you say, I love you, and you do a big fart. And then you say that you need that stuff back.
In fact, better than that, what you do is you hold him really tightly in a like a really tight embrace and go, babe,
just
this is because I love you. And then,
babe, let me pull your finger, please.
In fact, I've got something for this.
I love you.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.